News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Labour Commissioner cautions employers against adopting exploitative capitalist attitude. Transparency International Zambia says allocations to ACC remains inadequate to meet the Commission's operational and strategic needs. In international news, Congo pushes back against US pressure on critical minerals. And in sports news, Zambia under 17 women's national team's keeper Messi Chipasola says they will not disappoint. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Minister of Information and Media, Konaras Mwetwa, says the government is aware of the sentiments from the opposition that what happened in Malawi is exactly what will happen in the coming elections. Speaking during the press briefing at Parliament, Mr. Mwetwa says the government is not worried about what happened in Malawi because the two countries have their own independence and way of electing their president. He says that under UPND government, the country has seen massive development, retirees received their payments, mines back on point, students' meal allowances have been provided, free education for all, and debt restructuring, and many more are underway. Mr. Mwetwa says Zambia is not like any other country in the region and that today Malawi is one of the countries benefiting from the export of maize from Zambia. He has urged citizens not to listen to the noise from the opposition as they can see for themselves the development and the government that means well for its citizens.
Those who are saying HH will not manage to provide free education, but free education today is a reality. Those who are saying that HH will not manage to reinstate meal allowances at public universities, meal allowances has been reinstated. Those who are saying HH will not manage to give 20% NAPSA partial payment, that has been done. Those who are saying HH will not manage to clear off the catalogue of retirees who remained unpaid, some for more than one decade, that has been done. Those who are saying HH will not manage to resuscitate the mines, that has been done. Those who are saying HH cannot revive Kawe Mulungushi textiles, he will be commissioning the same very soon. The list is endless. We are not like any other country in the region.
Labour Commissioner has cautioned employers against adopting exploitative capitalist attitudes that distance them from their workforce. Labour Commissioner Given Mutengwa has expressed dismay with the exploitative labour practices reported by workers at Usangu Group in Dola during an inspection conducted at the company. Mr. Mutengwa has warned Mutengwa management against abusing workers through unpaid overtime and deductions, underpayment of substance allowances and poor treatment. Mr. Mutengwa says a capitalist mentality often compels employers to view workers as opponents rather than partner in productivity. He has stressed that such an approach undermines industrial harmony and violates the principle of decent work. Mr. Mutengwa has also expressed concern over the welfare of cross-border drivers. The Economic Freedom Fighter EFF has condemned the Energy Regulation Board decision to hike fuel prices, calling it daylight robbery of Zambians. Speaking in a statement, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda says the price hike is unjustifiable and betrays economic reason and public trust, arguing that the ERB calculation is incorrect and unjustifiable and that the actual fuel price should be around 27.96 litre for petrol and 24.71 litre for diesel. EFF has accused ERB of lacking transparency and accountability in its pricing framework and has called for a completely different approach. Katombola Member of Parliament Clementi Andeleki says the roads in Southern Province going to Mwezi and Kachele had never been worked on from the time of creation. Speaking to the media, Mr. Andeleki says the Kazungura Sokoute Road have received earth-moving equipment in building up the road into a standard, upgrading the road network to ensure a smooth transportation. He says government has looked at the Kazungula bulk water project, noting that people were living with no access to clean drinking water. He has unveiled that government has spent millions of dollars to put up the Kazungula backwater project and that people now have access to tap water for those in Sekute chiefdom as Kazungula.
From Kazungula, Sekute, going to Ngwezi and going to Kanchere, those roads have never been worked on from time this road was created. Today, we have put earth moving equipment there. It is rolling out, opening up that particular road. Building up the road into the terminal standard, upgrading the road network to ensure that our people who are living in rural areas live like urban areas. Look at the Kazungura Bulk Water Project. Very, very progressive decisions of the government. Our people had no access to clean drinking water. Here is government spending millions of dollars to put in the Kazungura Bulk Water Project. Our people now have access to tap water. Those executive from West Kazungura, and this particular project is being extended to other areas of Sekute chiefdom and eventually to other chiefdoms.
The Global Development, Environment and Climate Change at the University of Manchester says when President Hakainde Hichilema emerges in a high-level visit to a financial hub like the UK, it is not just a diplomatic formality but a powerful signal that should be specifically designed to unlock investment, especially in the energy sector. Speaking in a statement, Global Development and Climate Change analyst Chimunya Malambo says the UK is a powerhouse of energy, finance and innovation, with London specifically. As a global epicenter for project finance, private equity investment funds, green technology firm and development finance institutions, with the most important players for Zambia right now being the British International Investment, whose mandate is to invest in sustainable infrastructure in Africa to pour economic development. Mr. Malambo says Zambia's energy crisis should not be viewed as a problem, but as a massive investment opportunity. He further says the opportunity is a guarantee market, both in Zambia and the wider Southern African region, which are hungry for power because any energy produced can have immediate take-off. Transparency International Zambia has reviewed the 2026 national budget allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and notes with concern that although there has been an upward adjustment, the allocation remains inadequate to meet the Commission's operation and strategic needs. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the ACC has been allocated 199.96 million quarter in 2026, reflecting an 11.1% increase from 2025. He notes that while this appears positive, the increase falls short of the current inflation rate of 12.3%, meaning the Commission's purchasing power is actually shrinking. Furthermore, 65.9% of the budget is absorbed by personal payments, leaving limited resources for investigations, prosecutions, and preventive work. Mr. Nyambe has expressed concern that despite a small increase in the allocation for the corruption prevention and education, the number of planned public education activities has dropped from 202 in 2025 to just 60 in 2026. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Of course, there's too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, and the question is, because people just to deliver money to what people want, let them not get the voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 22 44 04 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International news.
Congo's president.